You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, did you hear the story about Milena, the 10-and-a-half-year-old Amur tiger at Brookfield Zoo? Not one hip replacement, but two. And one of the doctors on the team is Dr. Mike Atkison. He is a vice president of clinical medicine for the Chicago Zoological Society. Joins us now. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, how's Milena doing?
She's doing really well. She's recovered well from the second surgery, is comfortably resting here in our animal hospital. We're monitoring closely, but so far everything looks great.
I heard that she was up and around the first day, moving as a typical tiger would move.
Yeah. She's still a little timid on the leg, which is to be expected. It'll take her a few weeks to really get back to normal and moving around. But we're very optimistic with what we've been able to accomplish here. She had really severe arthritis in that hip joint that was causing her a lot of discomfort and pain. And through these surgeries, we've been able to alleviate that pain. And we think when she gets back to full function here, she's going to feel a whole lot better than she did when we started.
Is arthritis in tigers typical?
It is. We see it in a lot of our older animals. It's one of the most common things we manage with a lot of our geriatric animals here at the zoo. In the wild, signs of discomfort, weakness, limited mobility can really inhibit an animal's ability to survive. But with the wonderful care that we're able to give our animals here at the zoo, they live longer than they would in the wild. And with that, we get into the same degenerative problems we see in people.
I've got stories for you, Doctor. I could tell you.
Yeah.
If you're slowed down in the wild, you're either A, not catching your prey, or B, becoming prey, I would imagine.
Exactly. You've got it, exactly.
All right. This surgery was the first one. Was it the first of its kind in North America?
Yeah, this is the first time that anybody's attempted a total hip replacement in a large cat like this. And we knew going into it that there was a risk that, you know, this procedure was not going to take. And the amount of strength they have in those legs is so incredible that she was unfortunately able to dislodge that hip replacement implant that we had put in. But we had a plan B in place and were able to go back in and get this corrected to a way that we think she'll be very comfortable on that leg.
So plan B was done differently than plan A?
Yeah, so plan B was basically just getting that arthritic joint all the way out, and rather than having this patient-matched custom implant that we were hoping to have in there, we've basically just removed the arthritic joint and are now relying on just that muscle strength within her leg to keep things in place. It'll keep her a whole lot more comfortable than she was beforehand. It's not going to be quite the full function that we were hoping for with the artificial hip joint in there, but it'll still be a great joint for her to be able to move around on.
I would imagine she's got no competition where she is, right? I mean, she's not going to be defending herself against other tigers or anything like that.
That is correct. They're a solitary animal in the wild and are very content being in a solitary situation.
When did they become Amur tigers and not Siberian tigers?
Yeah, that name changed as the range continued to get more restricted. So these are one of the most critically endangered cats in the world, with less than 500 still in the wild. And the name was changed to better reflect the region in which they're actually found today, with the Amur River region in Russia and China.
Yeah, so it's been 40 years, but I spent a New Year's Eve on the Amur River.
Oh, wow.
In the Soviet Far East.
Yeah, incredible.
Which is their territory?
Yes.
I think we looked across the river we were in Khabarovsk was the city. I don't know if you know the area at all, but then I think right across the river would have been China at the time, or still
okay.
is. But anyway, I did not know they were not Siberian tigers anymore. You said there's only about 500 left?
Correct, yeah.
Are they growing or are they continuing to shrink? I mean, are there people looking out for them?
Yeah, there's a lot of conservation work underway, but unfortunately, they still face a lot of pressure from hunting, and then also just deforestation and continued loss of habitat is really the biggest factor working against them today.
Tell me about the hospital and how often are you doing joint replacement or other operations on animals at Brookfield Zoo?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, I love the most about being here is that no 2 days are the same. So every day is different, and it's always kind of hard to predict what we may be working on any given day. But this is definitely a little bit of a unique procedure for us in terms of doing an artificial joint replacement type of surgery like this. But we're always looking for the innovative solution and always trying to push the boundaries and continue to find new ways to improve the care that we're able to provide for our animals from a veterinary standpoint.
I would imagine there's you. I mean, that's a well. I'm a pet owner. I was a pet owner, and all pet owners are faced with a choice. Sometimes it's the time. I would imagine the zoo is faced with that as well. It must be incredibly painful.
It is. It can be a really difficult decision for us when we get into end-of-life conversations about some of our animals that are, you know, long-lived, charismatic animals that we're all very attached to. In Melina's case, you know, this is a situation where she was still young enough that we feel like this surgery will give her a good quality of life for several more years. And, you know, in those situations, it's an easy decision to move forward with surgery like this, where we can really make a really significant impact in her comfort and quality of life for the next several years.
Surgeons who operate on humans, you know, have a relatively limited model to work on. It's a man or a woman, but they're all humans. What's the difference for a veterinarian surgeon? There must be specialties, or do you have a doctor for every species, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are specialties, so we have all the same types of specialties you'd find in human medicine, with veterinary radiologists, cardiologists, surgeons, ophthalmologists. Our veterinary care staff here at the zoo are specialists within zoo and wildlife medicine, so we're trained to be sort of the broadest generalist out there, so to speak, with a comfort with general care for all of the different taxa, and then we'll pull in a surgeon or an ophthalmologist to help with specialty care as needed.
How big is the hospital there?
It's a good size. So we've got a good surgery suite, treatment area, radiology suite. We've got hospital holding space in an animal ward to be able to house just about any animal that we've got here at the zoo in the hospital if we need to, with a few exceptions for our rhinos or giraffes,
sure.
Some of our very biggest animals.
How's the food? Is it better than in human hospitals?
You know, it depends on your dietary preferences there. I think right. Most of our animals would say that it's probably better.
A liquid diet is a liquid diet, I guess. There's no avoiding it. I think you guys are open back up for a few visitors now, or I suspect that will start to grow in the coming weeks. I would imagine you've missed everyone there.
Yeah, we definitely have. We're still closed for the month of February, but opening back up the 1st of March with limited capacity still in place. But we're looking forward to having folks back out here.
Dr. Mike Atkison is the Vice President of Clinical Medicine for the Chicago Zoological Society, which manages Brookfield Zoo. Doctor, thanks for the work. Nice talking with you. I hope we can talk again.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.